Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Gave us
these weapons and things so that we can take our minds off of the powers within us. And this is important that we understand this statement. Satan gave us weapons and other things to take our minds away from our inner powers, which means that this is intentional, which means that they know so much about us that we didn't know about ourselves that we know now. There's a fear. There's a fear that they have of us tapping into these powerful energies. I mean, just think about it. You're a being that has low frequency, low vibration, and your only source of power is bullets and guns, missiles, coercion, persuasive tongue. Those are your only weapons. A couple grenades, you know, maybe some rocket launchers, some, you know, you see what I'm saying? Some stones, some bow and arrows. And you fight against a being or beings or a group of beings. You're fighting against a group of beings who have this all-supreme energy and power. And they literally can tap into forces unknown to you, okay? And you literally are trying your hardest to defend yourself against them, and there's, like, nothing that you can do that will cause these beings to fall. And this is what we're talking about here. I think I gave a good enough description. So the main weapon that they used were the themes that they gave us, religion, they gave us the Bible. You can see brothers and sisters running around, Hebrew Israelites and fucking Jehovah Witnesses and all this, and Nation of Islam. They selling newspapers and stuff, talking about come and see Brother Farrakhan. Farrakhan ain't saving nobody. That motherfucker can't even save himself. Shit, that motherfucker ain't... He can't even save himself. He can't. He ain't got no power. He mixed anyway. He ain't got no power. You know, he's another puppet for this corporation. Oh, tell him anything. I need you to be Martin Luther King. Justice or else. And this is what's going to happen. La, 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 la. And he talked for 2 fucking hours and didn't do a goddamn thing. All right? So who's got more power, us or Allah or him? Yeah, us. We got more power. Shit, we have more power than that motherfucker they call God. That motherfucker ain't did shit yet. All right. So they gave us all these different religions, and brothers and sisters running around with Bibles in their hands. Somebody, I got my sword. I got my sword. And I'm going to use my sword in this battle. And what do you think? This is a battle of words? No, this shit is real. These motherfuckers are finding ways to kill us. All right? Like we said before, they don't care about you telling them, I'm going to put my Jesus on you. Because they be like, oh, yeah, we gave you that motherfucker. When you start tapping into internal beast powers and transform into another being. Shit. This when these motherfuckers scared of you. This when they scared of you. You start hearing all that. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, you start going into that fucking language. Oh, yeah. Now they're getting scared. Because now they know this shit is real. And this is what they don't want you to tap into. All right? The main thing. Video games. Look at all the brothers and sisters everywhere. You can go to these fucking Arab and Asian liquor stores. You get all the liquor you want to get. You can get the blunts that you want to get. And they tell you the blunts have got nicotine in them. They tell you these wraps have got nicotine in it. And nicotine is bad for your health. It's called cancer and all kind of other shit. But that's all right. They don't care. So they gave us these things to lower our frequency so we can depend upon these things. Why do you think they push so hard with the food industry? And what's the next step they're going right now that really, really fuck us over? What are they doing? They say they're taking cancerous enzyme from an animal that creates meat. It's called 3D printing. Create meat from cancerous enzymes of an animal. Come on now. So when you see how your enemy operates, you know that you have to operate on a higher level. That's why we always say, what is that? We say you have to fight your enemy on a level that he cannot defend himself. All right? He wants you to defend yourself or attempt to defend yourself with the weapons that he provides for you. Oh, yeah, one of the weapons is the Constitution. That's a fucking joke. Oh, one of the weapons is civil rights. That's a fucking joke. This is what they want us to, these are the things that they've given us to make us weak. Marching and protesting, that's a fucking joke. It gets nowhere. So they've given us weapons to fight against them, but these are the weapons that they want us to use. Guns and bullets, they kind of, you know, they got a little fear, but they, you know, don't mind. But what fears them, what gives them the greatest fear is when we tap into these powerful energy, and we get to the point where we're going to transform, the point where we're transforming, and we transform into another species of being that they've never seen before, with absolute supreme power, by us tapping into that zero point energy. That. So they give us the weapons that they want us to use to keep our frequency down. They give us all types of scenarios, just like that last movie, Creed 3. Just like my spirit said me to watch it. It's like I put it on because I really can't go to sleep. This was my move meditation. And I watched Creed 3, and it told a story of two brothers who ended up fighting each other for what? And it's kind of a crazy story. But I don't want to get into it because that will put you. That's why we're getting off subject there. But we have to remember that these statues provided physical things for us to replace the spiritual powers that we have within ourselves. All right? They gave us physical things to replace the spiritual powers that are within us. And now we're starting to realize it. We're starting to realize that the money can never bring us power. The jobs and the clothes can never bring us power. The cars, the demographic area, you know, the social media platform, it'll never bring us power. What brings us power? When we take the time out from ourselves as a sacrifice, as the whole point of soul for a soul. And when we take the time out to sacrifice and meditation, doing sigils, the Tai Chi, doing your Chi, the Chi exercise, all these different activities that, you know, we've been talking about, building and creating, designing structures. When we take that time out and go within ourselves and finding that gateway within us and going inside that gateway and coming out with all kind of knowledge and power, that's real power. Being able to see a man-made storm coming and to tap into the most inner part of you and make that storm stop immediately. That's power. I remember, you know, it used to start raining, and I was like, I don't want it to rain. So I went into the spirit realm, and certain things I did, I sent all types of animal energies to their system, and the rain would literally, the clouds would clear up, and the rain, the system would literally go away. And I believe these factors really tuned into my radio frequencies and found out what I was doing, because one day I sent like a shitload of animal type energy. When I say animal energy, I was sending lion energy and tiger energy. I was sending freaking shark energy. I was sending all kind of animal energy to their system to destroy their systems, and it would stop raining. The clouds would go away, and they would have to reset their whole system, because what I did was I sent power, and it literally short-circuited their system. This is power, brothers and sisters. This is what you call a real source of power. This is a real source of power. This is when you begin to tap into 100% brain power. When you can control the things that mankind created as weapons, because the weather system is a weapon. I know for a long time in the city of Detroit, I held off that snow because they were trying to make it snow, and I was sending all types of energies to their system, and finally, they changed the algorithm and used a different encryption, and I could look into that encryption, and the algorithm was kind of complicated, and I tried to send a complicated energy, and it did a little bit, but it didn't do much, and they made it snow. See, that's power. And this is what they don't want you to tap into. You know, we were talking about for the longest 100% brain power. I'm always using 100% brain power. When you go into that deep state of meditation and you see the most inner parts of you, you see the powers, you see all the different beings, you look at dragons and other beings, brothers and sisters, ancestors, you have literally tapped into 100% brain power. And this is all a part of the spirit realm, brothers and sisters. So you have an enemy who doesn't want you to tap into that. So what do? They're watching you closely. They're watching you closely, and all of a sudden they say, okay, well, tell you what, we're going to give you a raise, because, you know, we've been watching your progress, and you probably haven't been doing shit at work. But they've been watching you through the satellites, because they have x-rays through the satellites. They've been watching you through your cell phone. What you think about the smartphone, where they can link it to your energy with a smartphone, just like fucking Dragon Ball Z. They say, oh, his energy is this. Well, they can link into your energy while your smartphone is in your pocket, and They can tell how high or how low your energy is. And they look into your energy and they see that your energy is growing and say, okay, well, let's give them a raise. Or let's give her a raise. We're going to give him or her a substantial raise, you know, something for them to really think about. And the whole thing is that they need you to forget about your spiritual powers, your spiritual energy, and focus on the seed. Yeah, see, that is important. Because they give us the seeds so that we can literally become nothing. All right? They give us the things so that we can become nothing. So they can have power over us. So they're like, oh, okay, we gave them this right here. Or we're giving this right here because it's easy to make them fall now. It's easy to make them fall. It's easy to make them think this. It's easy to make them do that. This is where they are right now. Look at our brothers and sisters everywhere picking up guns, practicing shooting guns. What happens when the bullets run out? What happens when you can't hit your target? When you tap into that spirit energy, that spirit realm, you get serious about this shit. And you send that energy to where you want to send to these beings. And they begin to fold over. Got them all kind of craziness, diseases, and spontaneous combustion, and their body turns to stone and sand, and I mean, it's like, and you can touch them, and they won't come back, because once you send that energy into them, that shut everything. Don't think if you touch them, they're going to come back. No, it's a done deal. Pretty much equivalent to killing somebody, turn their body into stone and sand. Hell yeah. Ain't nothing they can do about it. Something for you to think about, brothers and sisters. They give us things so these things can keep us from making it to this powerful spiritual energy that we belong to. Tapping into the force, tapping into nature, tapping into the very being that we are. All right? Let's focus. All right? Let's focus, brothers and sisters. We got a lot of work to do. All right? I catch you guys later. All power to the most attractive celestial and jetty beings. Make cast rings forever and ever. All right? Oh, that's one other thing. I forgot about this. When you get really, really deep. Cause, I mean, they don't fuck with me because they know who I am. They know I ain't about that shit. But when you start getting deep into your spirituality for your sisters and for your brothers, why do they send Saxons and Orientals your way to try to amuse you? Think about that. They send their own people as weapons to make sure that you fall. That's all they want us to do, is make us fall. All right? Because it only takes a small amount of awakened brothers and sisters to get everything going, and this is what it is now. The awakened brothers and sisters, the we who have awakened, we had awakened, and we getting everything started. Now other brothers and sisters are gradually awakening, and they're coming in. Hell yeah. All right, so it's over. All right, guys. Want to share that with you. All right, I'm going to give me some rest. All right, much power to you all.
All right, guys. Royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle, guys. And as many of you guys know, this is Motivational Classroom. Motivational Classroom is a place in a space to where I choose many different lectures. I might invite someone on the podcast, you know, just to kind of have a classroom discussion on things that are going on in our on our realm. Let me just say that, right? University or whatever. However, you know, whatever is truly going on in the cosmos. There are many people like Bobby Hemmett and Dr. Phil Valentine who actually know, and I definitely encourage anybody to take Dr. Phil Valentine. I believe he has university on his website, so you can Google Dr. Phil Valentine University or schooling-type programs, and I'm pretty sure you can find something, but yeah, right? So
when I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everything.
All right, so Erica Badu says to be aware. All right, guys, I hope you guys have enjoyed your holy days, as they say, your holy days with your family. You know, I like to call these holidays. I like to call these holidays celebrations. You know, a time of celebration where you get with family and, you know, you mingle, you talk, you know what I mean? And then somebody had mentioned something about holy days. So for my birthday, 4th of July, Juneteenth, like all of that kind of goes in together, you know what I mean? So I just took time for myself, you guys. I like to stay busy, but not busy in a way, in a form of distraction like I used to, but busy in a form of, you know, active, you know what I mean? I like to be active, right? I don't like to just lay around, but I hadn't been on. But this podcast was supposed to be done around that time, and I kept putting it back because I was like, okay, you know, I really don't want to, you know, kind of tap into this energy, you know what I mean, or feed it, you know, as far as Black Devils. That's what we're talking about today, guys. I had came up on a lecture, and I love, I can't never pronounce her name right, but I love her channel, guys. She just gives it to you raw, and that's what I love. I think she's a Cancer energy. We are in Cancer season, so you know what I mean? But she's no stranger to me selecting some of her videos on Ear and Out. And as you guys always know, the video credits for the people that I choose for the Wisdom Remedy H, and that's who you just heard. And I'm going to post all of my video credits as well as how to get in contact with me if need be in the show notes at the end of the podcast. All podcasts are uploaded every weekend, projected by noon, okay? So that's how the flow of Enhanced Awareness Radio has been working this season, this summer season, guys. So, yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying the setup. I know you guys probably missed the more intimate interviews, but I do feel that it'll kind of be shifting back to how it used to be as far as, you know, having live people on and just live interactions. You know what I mean? Not just clips all the time, but I have to do what I have to do for now to keep it going, right? So thank you guys to all of the faithful listeners, to the people who support me and the people who still told me to keep going and stuff like that. So the focus today is Black Devils, guys. So, you know, I think it's very important to be aware, you know, as many people would say, all skin folk and kin folk, you know. And I kept thinking, as listening to Brother Wisdom, you know, it's not just Black people or, you know, but this is not about race, period. You know, this is about energy, okay? This is a spiritual tango. Many people like to say war, but this is like a spiritual tango between different entities and different different spiritual agendas, if you will. So, and, you know, I kept thinking, what's worse than a being who goes against its own? Now, mind you, I have been there, okay? I'll be the first to let y'all know that I have been there. But, you know, I had to pause and wheel it back in, like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, this is really me going against me, like going against, you know, somebody that, you know, is of kind of a caliber of my spirit being. And I mean, in the chaos aspect, the loving aspect, you know what I mean? Just, you know, like an authentic nature of being, if you will, you know. So what's worse than a man of going against his own? So in my years of research, what I have noted is that there are so many hidden agendas. There are so many people of our skin folk that, you know, work for these secret orders and, you know, just causing chaos and conflict in the backdrop, you know. And there's good things too, guys. It's not always bad, you know what I mean? But there, you know, like now, right, in the time and space and the energy wars, if you will, that are happening now, it seems to be at an all-time high to where people are playing very foul. And, you know, and it's like we had a cosmic shift in a cosmic place to where, you know, like how, if we have been playing foul for so long against each other, you know what I mean, in the shadows, for nothing is hidden, guys, you know what I mean, like nothing is hidden, like you really have to think about that, you know what I mean, whether if you got caught or whether if you're set up to where you don't get caught or where, you know, you're in a power position to where, you know, it just really kind of doesn't come back on you immediately. You know what I mean? But, like, do we ever really think about the generations to come? And we don't a lot of times. So I wrote something yesterday, and I wrote this. When you choose to heal and then be effective, you're not just helping the me aspect. You reach those that aren't even born yet. Healing is not about me and my healing when it's effective. It's about we aspects. Right, a collective. It's about us and how we can be better as a collective. Also, most importantly, healing should not be projections or competition, you know, thing or a rat race, you know, things of that sort, right? But anyway, when we hear healing, Tony Jones had mentioned something, you know, healing, at some point, healing is not everybody's purpose. You know, everybody didn't come here to heal and grow and all that. Some people came here to cause chaos, you know, and we have to know our position, right? And it's okay, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just feel that a lot of times when it comes to, quote, black devils, right, I think that it's really a teaching aspect, ultimately. Although, with these hidden agendas and with these distractions, and especially the sex algorithm, guys, is on an all-time high, makes you think, why? And my thing was, how can we sit back and allow these things to take place when our children are at risk? And when our children are, you know, like, who's going to protect the babies? There are, like, 13- and 14-year-old girls who are seeing, you know, all of this porn and all of this sex shit, who got Facebook, boys, girls, and you know, like, what imprints that on our mind, you know? And I'm not, you know, hey, I've lived a homosexual lifestyle, guys, so I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or this or that, you know, I'm not against, you know, whatever you choose. Although, you know, I just, when it comes to where it's just in your face all the time, to where it can sway somebody's mind who is not aware, that's when it becomes an issue with me. You know what I mean? So, you know, to project, I've done shows on projections, but to project on innocent souls or innocent beings or people that can't really truly make up their mind, that is a problem. And when it comes to our own skin folks, like, how can we sit back collectively and allow these things to happen? And there's definitely a power and control and a dominance that is higher, that is, like, it's above our heads at some point, as we say, right? But there are people with our own sinful who are in the positions who actually allow it to happen, y'all. So she is going to go in on just the awareness, okay? And this is not stabs at anybody. This is not, you know, for replaying this. And, you know, this is just to raise awareness that, you know, there is a problem. You know, there is a problem, and the problem is that we allow things to occur and go on because people have selfish motives. People, you know, want power positions. People want more money. There's money motives that are used, you know, to go against, to set your own people up, you know, and to, you know what I mean? It's so much that are going on. And a lot of us can't prove it yet, although everything's coming out. You know, we are in an age of all the revealing, guys, and we think that that's the game. So even, you know, with my own shit, a lot of times I had to get it together, you know, get it together. You know what I mean? So it's very important to be aware. And I want you guys to hear what she has to say when it comes to this topic, guys. So that's the whole intention, is enhancing your awareness. All right, guys, as you guys always know, I'll be back to close out. And, yeah.
All right. So I'm doing this impromptu live. There doesn't seem to be anybody here yet because I just decided to, you know, go live and folks can catch us later, you know. But I think I will try to wait until somebody comes in. Let me see if you guys can hear me. I'm doing this from my bedroom, by the way, because I just didn't feel like, hey, Mario, what's up? All right, Sun Goddess, all right. Let me know, can y'all hear me? Oh, yes, I can hear you. All right. Peace to the gods and the goddesses here. Let me light up an incense. I'm in my bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Because I just got to put my two cents in with these five black devil-ass Oguns. Huh? All right. Where the hell is my damn lighter? Okay. So, have everybody been feeling this 5D frequency shift? Because, yo, this ascension shift is not nice. Grand Rising to the goddess and the goddess. Oh, Grand Rising. Okay, family from the UK. Sure. Well, go on. Yeah, one. Yeah. So this is what it is. I might have to scream for her story. You know what? Let me leave her alone. Yeah, she's out of school today, so I'm just going to light up an incense. And this is my bedroom. Let me see if I can show y'all around. That's my comedic altar over there with Bas, Seth, Hathor, and Sekhmet. You know what I'm saying? Then I got, you know, all kind of crystals and stuff by my window. Sometimes I'll do readings there. Let me see. This is my Orisha goddess altar down here. There's a Julie Dantour at the top. There's Aset, Oya, Yemaya, and there's Kali Ma. You know, I got Sarasvati over there that I also walk with in the Hindu pantheon. So, you know, my bedroom is a mess right now, but it's okay because, you know, it is what it is. And this is what I sleep with at night. I sleep with two selenites fear in each hand, and when I'm meditating, you know, I meditate with an apophyllite and a selenite. And I think somebody had asked me about how do I meditate. And let me tell you something about meditation. Meditation is learning the fine art of go sit your ass down and shut off the mundane. This is where you come in. Let me see. You know, thank you. Yes. You know, I cut my locks three times, you know, and I'm just going to let them grow because my dad and my uncle, my dad had locks at his knees before he died. He cut them off before he died. And my uncle, he got locks at his ankle, you know. So I'm just going to do a little. Yeah. Yes, I'm just going to. You know, and I had my selenite stick where I just cleared. You know, Hollow Vega, yes. You got a selenite egg, yes. You know what I'm saying? Because you said so, and I cracked it in half the next day. Yeah, you cracked it in half. You probably broke some shit that was being sent at you. You know, when your spiritual beads break, your waist beads, providing, you know, your waist beads, you ain't gained too much weight or whatever. You know, sometimes your crystals can crack. That is Hotep. You know, that's something being sent for you, and they took the hit, and so it cracks them. So I'm going to just do this one more time. And Yes, just get right in. And this is what I typically do. Ashe. And sometimes I'll even put it on my head, you know, and just knock it so it can just clear your whole body, your whole body. And if you really want to do some fancy stuff and amplify it, you can put like a little piece of selenite in it. You know what I'm saying? And you can do that. So let me see who's here that it wants to show. Okay, Alfredo, yeah, I bought coconut, left it at my door, and the next morning cracked in three places. Yes, Jose, Alfredo Ross, sun god, you already know, it cracked in three places. So whatever the hating ass hoes was sending for you, a shoe took that bitch and cracked it in three. You know what I'm saying? And I would have just, you know, got some water and speak all enemies known and unknown. See, that's why, you know, when I do my prayers to Saturn, you know, and I'm done, say, you know, let me see, where is it? Enemigos míos en nomine Saturne Paderi. This is destroy my enemies in Saturn's name. All hating ass hoes, known and unknown, destroy them because, yo, check me. We're not coming out to skin teeth. We're not coming out. You know what I'm saying? Where the hell is my Quran in this bitch? You know what I'm saying? I just had my Quran here. Hold on. I might have to scream for Hathor. Hathor! Yeah, where the hell is my Quran? Just give me a second. Let me find my motherfucking Quran up in this bitch. Yeah. Hathor! Where the hell is my Quran? Where the hell is my goddamn Quran? I just had my Quran. Can you help me find my Quran? Where the fuck is my Quran at? I just had my Quran. And it was just here just a minute ago. Where did my Quran? Oh, here goes my Quran. My trusty Quran for busting hoes down. You know what I'm saying? Like I had some Muslim dude tried to come for me, and this nigga was on some, you lucky, because if you were in the Middle East, we would stone you to death and shit. Three weeks later, the bitch is sending me an email crying, please take off what you put on. I went to Allah. If you were a real Muslim, it would have been taken off. You know what I'm saying? So in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, in the name of Allah, Al-Uzan Manat, and going back in the name of Tiamat, or coming on down to Oshun, Oya, and Yemaya, all the primordial mothers, we give thanks. All right, in the name of Allah, Al-Uzan Manat, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most thankful. And this is how, you know, when I have supposed they tried to comfort me and I have to go in my Quran, you know what I'm saying, and invoke some jinns, you know? Yes, invoke some jinns to send some jinns to kick down them bumba plot, you know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, because I use the Quran, I use the Bible, I use the Torah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All these books were written by the black goddesses. And so you got to know how to use them. You know what I'm saying? Funny how Muslim people don't know about Allah, right? They don't know about Allah that came before Allah, you know, and Muhammad and his crew, you know? The demon was a jinn. No, jinns and demons are two different beings. You need to know that. Demons are guardians of planet Earth. But like everything else, have their polarity, and even so-called angels that are celestial beings that can be called upon, because the celestial beings, they guard above and they fight with the demons who are the guardians of planet Earth. So when you hear big ass thunder and lightning, it's some old other shit from another planet coming trying to take over. You know what I'm saying? And they got a beef. you know? So you have to know what's going on. My pop's pushing that shit because we met Farrakhan while I was little. They don't want to talk about no a lot. That's true. But you know what? I'm going to say, I love me the honorable. I love me some honorable son. And I'm waiting to hear what he got to say about these five black devils. I'm waiting for him to drag these hoes for filth. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to talk about, the black devils. Because what we have to understand, and this is something I never could quite wrap my mind around, and I know it comes from ancient times, because, you know, you all saw, you know, the five black cops who killed, who murdered this young brother who was unarmed, you know what I'm saying? And as the, what, reincarnation of Orisha showed me the power of the great mother. Of course, yes. How they murdered this young brother. And I'm looking at this, you know, it's not really white folks we have to worry about anymore. It's the black devils in our race. You understand? First of all, let's take it back to the beginning. The black gods, you know, were the ones that went to war with the divine nature. I'm wearing, you know, I'll tell y'all about this later, but I found some people that make a Tiamat necklace. This is a Tiamat pendant. You know what I'm saying? And this is going back to the ancient Babylonian times when she got tired of the younger gods, you know, basically tearing up shit, and she wanted to get rid of them, and she was overheard, and so they went to war. And they've always gone to war against the divine matriarch because men are the youngest species here, the youngest species. And men were created to protect and serve us, not serve us in a, oh, yes, master kind of way. No, none of that fuckery. They were to protect and to serve. You know what I'm saying? Like they were the guardians of the kingdom. But what happened, they wanted, they were jealous and envious and wanted to rule. You understand? And so they overthrew, and look what they've done with the planet. I mean, I'm just saying, who are the most destructive warlike species here? You know what I'm saying? You, when you look over there, there's, and even though I ain't checking for the Ukraine because they're a bunch of racist assholes, you know what I'm saying? When you look at what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, like, I mean, seriously, in this day and age, we're still waging war. We have not moved, elevated past that. And I saw a picture the other day of Kim Jong-un sitting beside like a nuclear warhead. And it looked like he was about to bust a nut. I'm quite sure he got a boner from that because he was just like, ooh, pinching his nipples next to a warhead. Like, really? We still on that shit? And this is what makes this 5D ascension so hard. I know it's been hitting me like a ton of bricks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you wake up, and I've been woke for many years, but when this 5D ascension started, and it really started coming in, trickling in 2012, but 2022 towards the end is where it really just came in. And now it's like here, and you're like, sometimes you can be sitting down and a wave of energy hits your ass and you're just like things until it dissipates. And this shit is heavy because when you're finally in this 5D frequency shit, it's like looking around at the planet like, God damn. Yo, this shit is mad depressing. Like, we still on this? Oh, what's this over here on my wall? This is the ancient, yeah, Farrakhan spread. Oh, thank you for the donation. Inhuman Education. Yeah. You see, all my books got the big-ass Book of Psalms over there in Latin. You know, let me get some of this ginseng right here and drink some of this. I had some of my spiritual family came in. A shoe is frequency. Yeah, a shoe is like Mercurian frequency. But now, the age of Aquarius, the ancient rule of Aquarius, don't get it twisted, it's Saturn. You all got to realize you got to be working with Saturn because This is the return of Saturn. And Saturn does not play. She rules the underworld. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I can't open this bitch. I'm going to have to get real ghetto, open it with my teeth. Don't judge. Damn, I can't even open this bitch with my teeth. Where's my son, Amun-Ra? I might have to scream for his ass. God damn. Why did they make this bitch so hard? Where's my fucking... Where's my... Well, I can't open it with the gat. So I'm going to have to put that shit right there. Do I got? I can't open it with the axe. You know what Jamaicans, we fucking crazy. You know? That's how we fucking roll. You know? That's how... Oh, shit, the axe opened that bitch. What you know? Oh, thank you for the donation. Let me put out my motherfucking glasses. Yes. Thank you for the donation, Copper Tone. Thank you, goddess. You know? Yeah, what do you know? The axe opened that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then I got the motherfucking... Yeah. Dude, this bitch is sharp, yes. Now, she shit like this give me a motherfucking lady boner. You know what I'm saying? Shit like this. Look. Yeah, let me put the jack down. My old queen, I love this motherfucker. Let me pinch my motherfucking neck. Because I sleep with the jack right by the bedside. So, you know, some shit jump off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? My short cut, now tell you, Jamaicans love them axe. We love a blood clot axe. Because if I run to that Jamaican, the first thing I draw will cut your side with axe. You understand? So now with that being said, we are in the age of Aquarius. But we have to understand the Aquarian age, it's a thick ear type energy. Aquarius, let me see, Gemini is ear of ear. Libra is ear of earth, and Aquarius is the fiery part of ear. But with Saturn, you are expected to be an adult. You ain't under the Piscean age anymore where, oh, I'm a child in the Lord. No, you a full-grown adult. Thank you all for the donation. You a full-grown-ass adult where you gonna have to take, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to take responsibility. Yo, Food Abroad, we're gone. No, nobody pissed me off, Food Abroad. It's this fuckery that I've seen with these five dusty-ass cops. You understand? And I'm looking, where are these Black Lives Matter homes at? You know what I'm saying? Notice, they don't never come out with all the black-on-black crime. You understand? They only come out when the white cops are caught out here doing some fuckery or white folks in general, out here doing some fuckery, then they come to rile up the black folks with, kill the white people. But where you all at with the black-on-black crime? You got five black cops, and one of these, Ogun, his middle name is Emmett. They named your ass after Emmett Till, and you basically did an Emmett Till to your brother. You know what I'm saying? You basically murdered your brother in the same fashion Emmett's murdered him. And this is what we are talking about. You know, the Black Lives Matter, they're a bunch of grifters. You know what I'm saying? They can come, King Dada, you already know it. Them come out and rile up black people, them black lives. Let me see. What they say, them black lives. Let me see. Hold on. Yep. Them Black Lives Matter hoes. Yep, these are a bunch of fucking grifters. That's why I never donated to their team. Them Black Lives Matter sons of gun building their fences with all the donated money. Yeah, I heard that one of them, you know, gave herself like $54 million or some shit. That's what they do. They pimp us. And this is why, you know, we got to be careful of the black devils in our race. Because say what you want about Minister Farrakhan, he's been dragging hoes for filth. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Martin Luther King, the Honorable Dr. King, you know? They murdered his ass. They assassinated him because they knew he was, you know, he was on some old love and life. You know, yeah, karma's a bitch, though. You know what I'm saying? The owner of Black Lives bought a multi-million dollar home. I never trusted. Yeah, I never donated to them homes. Because to me, they're a bunch of grifters. They never come out. Why don't you all go protest black-on-black crime? Look at how much. Yo, I had to take it off my phone, some of the news app, because I got tired of seeing every day black men murdering other black men with impunity, just murdering. I couldn't deal with it anymore. And you figure something like this, five black cops murdered a black man, a father, a photographer. This man, thank you for the donation, Joanna Farmer, murdered this news is off my phone too. Yes, KJ, I had to take it off my phone. I couldn't take it. It was too much. Because, you know, you got to be careful what you put in your spirit. Because what we put in our spirit can make us sick. If you get up every day and look at the news and see black men just murdering, black men just killing, it's going to make you physically sick. I stopped watching the news. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Because there is goodness in the world. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? There is goodness in the world, you know? And this is why when I go out and I see, you know, my fellow humans, you know, I smile, you know,
And, you know, no shade to people that watch the news. You know, I do know the elder generations, you know, they still watch the news and still, you know, depend on the news and stuff like that. But with YouTube University, you know what I mean? It's more to life than, you know, he got murdered, he got stabbed. Just pay attention. You know, next time you watch the news, just pay attention to the frequencies that are emitted outwardly, you know, to your psyche. You know what I mean? And then ask yourself, does this serve me on a level of balance? You know what I mean? Or is this programming my mind unknowingly? For most, it's just programming my mind to be on that frequency, like the world is such a cruel and a bad place. You know what I mean? Like, I had to snap out of it years ago and was like, okay, wait, there has to be more to this world than what they project. And it was, guys. So, balanced.
You know, greet them with, you know, now, sometimes I drive, I'm going to see it's been up, but when we come out, I'm going to carry, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to smile. We got to think about the black devils in our race, you know, and this, you know, in every race, white devils, yellow devils, red devils, these various devils. Because don't feel no way, back in the day, you had folks was marching with Dr. King. I get up in the morning and I watch videos of puppies and kittens. Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't do the puppies and the kittens, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. What am I listening to here? I just have to, you know, I say, yes. Stephen Marley and Waka Flocka, they did that. Pinch my motherfucking nipples to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only show that travel. And that Waka Flocka with his sexy ass with them nice big fucking lips. Man, I would throw this old 55 fucking, this old 55 cherry on his ass. Waka Flocka with his sexy ass. Look back, folks. See, this is my crumb shit right here. Yes. Okay, let me get back to the topic at hand. This is my crumb shit right here. The God did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Yeah. So, back to these raggedy-ass Black Lives Matter grifter assholes. You understand? They only come out when it's some shit with white folks get caught. And not all white people are bad. Just like not all black people are bad. You know what I'm saying? Not all Chinese people are bad. Not all Hindu people are bad. Good and bad in every fucking race. That's just what it is. okay? And so they only come out when white folks that have been caught out here, the ones doing some fuckery and rile up black folks. You know, rile up everybody. Kill you by people. You know what I'm saying? But where are you with some shit like this? Because it's not profitable black-on-black crime. You know what I'm saying? And this was a crime that was done against our own black. This is our fellow black. You are a police officer. You are put here to protect and serve. And look at what you've done in your community. You've brought shame and dishonor to your families. You have racked up karma. People don't understand. Karma is real. What you sow, you're going to reap. You better hope don't none of your black kids run across some racist ass white for no reason other than they can. You understand? And it don't have to happen right away, because let me tell you what's happening, and I got the download recently. We are in the time of seeing the end of the pale man's rulership on this planet. It's here. It's here. And his ass is hanging on for motherfucking Kung Fu death grip. But before you pinch your motherfucking nipples, look at the black devils around us. Look at the yellow devils around us. Look at the red devils around us. You feel me? Okay? This is what it is. It's what it is. Because, okay, the first rulership on this planet was the black gods. You know what I'm saying? Was the black gods. And they were the reason why the Nubian Empire was overthrown, dismantled. They did it on their own. Because when you look in our community, you think I sleep with a gat, an axe, and a fucking cutlass by my bedside for some white folks? No, my white neighbors across there, they don't bother me. They ain't fucking with me. They know, you know, they stay in their lane. I stay in mine. It'd be a Negro that looked just like me that'll run up and get done up. You feel me? And so this is why I'm cheerful about who I have in my cipher, because when you're, you know, on the spiritual path, a lot of people are also jumping on the spiritual path because, you know, it's a fad. But this is a complete way of life. This is a way of life. You understand? This ain't no fad. This ain't no, oh, 10 years from now. No, this is a complete way of life. And so when we look at the people around us, this is how we keep our cipher clean. Oh, my goddess, thank you for the donation, love. Let me see if I can, who is this, love? If they love me. Ooh, they love me. Yes, thank you, they love me. Thank you for the generous donation, because these stupid assholes at YouTube, they be beating you. I looked at my AdSense one time. It says $5,000, but them hoes gave me $1,200. But it's okay. It's all right. You know, because I'm looking into other formats. But, you know, I'm not here to, you know, be rolling under. It's all good. The mother told me, get up off your ass and put out the message, because you have so much, you know, knowledge. You're a walking encyclopedia of the occult, and you have been through so many different schools of thoughts and all of this, and you really have, you know. And then my life path is the number one. My Jupiter is in Leo. I am here to empower and to inspire you to your own spiritual greatness, because we all have it. And so, with this age of Aquarius, this ancient ruler is Saturn. This is the return of Saturn for the next 2,000 years. You are expected. Only you and you alone is responsible for your spiritual elevation, your spiritual enlightenment, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, for you to be a part of the school of the spiritual Kung Fu masters. Because the information that you're getting now, once upon a time it was hidden. You can damn near go on the internet and type in anything and it comes up. And there's going to be more that is revealed. But basically, you have access to a ton of information. Back in ancient times, when a child was born, the first thing that was done was their chart was casted and their numerology to see the energy that they come here to express, okay? This is why I tell people, you know, when people come for ancestral readings, which I just stopped doing those, and I'm going to just tell a little story on that. I was reading for a sister that came for a reading, an ancestral reading, and as I tapped in, I said, who is the young man I'm seeing in his 20s that, you know, he was murdered, and it looked like it was some cops. He was murdered by cops. I'm feeling like he got shot all in the back, and she started crying. She said that was her mother's brother. And so he was like about 25. He was murdered by some cops. But what happened, they shot him up so badly that they severed his spine. So me now, tapping into that, I'm feeling this energy. So when I went to bed later on, the next day I got up, I couldn't move. I felt like somebody had, like, one person had the top of my body and somebody had the bottom, and they were ripping me in half, severed my spine. I literally felt paralyzed from the waist down. And if I was not who I was, I probably would have had to been taken to the ER. And I had to scooch myself down and roll off the bed and fall on the floor. And I had to will myself, get up, get up, get up, you're going to get up. And so I got up, but for a week I wasn't right, like I wasn't walking right, because, and this is how we feel. Well, somebody like me, that's a super empath. Cancer, Sun, Scorpio, Moon, Rising, Pisces, feelings, got feelings. So I decided I'm going to stop offering ancestral reading, and I have a priestess in my circle and a priest who does them. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't affect them. Now, my priest, he's a Cancer like me, and he was talking about, he's in Mississippi, and he was helping the police find a little black girl, a little missing girl. And when he went to a bridge, like, he felt like somebody hit him in the side with a baseball bat. And he was like, she jumped over the bridge. She committed suicide, but as her body hit the water, her ribs all shattered. So this is how we feel stuff. But there are other people that do that kind of reading that don't feel it. So now, what I offer is the spiritual consultation, going through your natal chart to see what your spiritual gifts are, your lessons you're here to learn, your spiritual path, your lessons that Saturn has for you to learn. You need to learn your own spiritual science before you tap into your ancestors, because people come for ancestral reading, but your ancestors are already dead. They're on that side. You need to find out what you're working with. Or a Corey Shell reading. What's the message from the Orishas for you? Psychic reading and metaphysical counseling. Metaphysical counseling is different from regular counseling because it's tapping into your energy spiritually. And I find with that, your ancestors walk in anyway. Your spirit guides walk in anyway, you know. But I'm not tapping into that realm directly to get answers, so it doesn't affect me. So I just said, I'm going to stop, you know, doing the ancestral reading because it's just too heavy, and I stopped doing Akashic Records reading. Because here is the thing. The past is the past. You can't live in the past. You have to live for the present. You have to live in the present and plan for the future. I've read for people that were kings and queens in a past life. But in this life, you sucking dicks to pay your bills or you selling some ass. How does that help you? You are a king and a queen. In this life, you're selling ass. You know what I'm saying? To help pay the bills. So that can't help you. You can't go back in the past. It's finished. Now, while it's nice to know, like, okay, in a past life, I was, you know, a diviner. Because some people, 9 times out of 10, when I do regular ass reading, people's past life come up anyways. Because as I'm reading you, sometimes your Akasha opens and things will come through. So I don't need to dig into that. That is over and done with. You can't do anything. You got to be focusing on this life. What the hell did you come here to do? Thank you for the donation. Mad Titan, yes. You know, what did you come back here to do? What are you here to do in this life? What's your numerology? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the 16th, it's a number 7, but what's my life path? What path are you supposed to be on? You know what I'm saying? What is your soul urge? What is your destiny? These are who you came back here to express. And you need to be figuring out that, because everything has an elemental energy. Like, you're working with fire and water, you're working with air and earth, or you're working with your earth. You need to find out. You need to find out who in your spirit guides you walking with. Archangel Michael to bust some holes down, even though Michael is from the order of the virtues that deal with healing. Is it Raphael? Is it Uriel? Is it Metatron? Is it Gabriel? You know what I'm saying? You need to know, because everything, okay, like my life path is a number one. Number one is a natural leader. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to follow behind anybody. I'm here to do my own thing, okay? And so that number one is connected to the sun, okay? The sun. We know the sun heals and purifies, but the sun can also give you skin cancer. There's a polarity to everything. And who is associated with the sun? Sekhmet, Amun-Ra, Amunet. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, I'm dealing with the Nubian pantheon, because there's different pantheon that they have their sun deity. Let me see. Who is this nigga pulling up? Hold on. Somebody. Let me see. What is this writer? Okay. That ain't for me. I ain't got to get the gap. Okay. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? Then you got, you know, the sun type energy. The number one is working with fire, a fire. Okay. The sun is just all fire. The incense that's connected to the sun is frankincense. These are all your science. You got to be, you know, and you got to get a notebook. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be writing your science down. Let me see. Now, I'm just going to read a prayer to the dark mothers of Saturn. Holy dark mother of Saturn, Nekabet, Durga, Iami, Kali, Erishkigal, Tiamat, Anat, known to others as Dina, Sophia, Sibyl, I, priestess Osset, Ra, Amen, invoke your divine intelligence, Agiel, Zaskiel, Chasiel, Zazel, Alatron, to impart within me your divine spiritual gifts, the power of manifestation, patience, responsibility, discipline, wisdom, stability, honor, organization, obligation, maturity, caution, respect, principle, objectivity, and detachment. Dark Mother Saturn, and the primordial mothers of the dark void, I invoke your divine wisdom, guidance, your divine protections and blessings in my life, in my mother's life, in my children, and in my grandchildren's life. O Sham Shani Sharaya Namaha, Et Saturnia Nomen, in Saturn's name, Iami Ajay. You know what I'm saying? And when I do that, and I go into meditation, and I connect with higher self that connects with source, and I meditate for about a good 10, 20 minutes, I'm good. And even if you get up every morning and just take 5 minutes out of your day before you rush off into the world and just honor your Ori, your higher self. And I give honor to my higher self that throughout the day I make good decisions. I invoke the divine protection, the divine blessings, the divine guidance, and the divine wisdom of the primordial source in my life. You know what I'm saying? That's all you need. Boom. You're good. You understand? And so, in going back, we must be very careful of the black devil among us. We don't care about the other devil, them, because they're not coming on my part, because they know better. But the black devils, you know? Because you have people that come in your cipher and they're negative. They're very negative. They like to listen to them carefully and see how they gossip and how they tear down other people. If they always have something bad to say about other people, their family members, their, you know, they'll do the same thing to you. You understand? And you have to, because your cipher is sacred. And this is about, you know, being elevated spiritually and being among like-minded kindred souls. Now, nobody is perfect. We all have our good days and our bad days. But you have people that are just straight negative. They are straight devils, and they vibrate on a frequency of chaos. They vibrate on a frequency of jealousy and envy and competition. They don't need to compete. What you competing for? And see, while we're being distracted, we are not paying attention to what's going on this planet. First of all, this planet is so wealthy and abundant that no one on this planet should be homeless. No one, you know what I'm saying, should be hungry. You know what I'm saying? No one should be hungry. Thank you, lovely Price, for the donation. No one should be hungry. Thank you for the generous donation. No one should not have access to the basic in life. Here in America, education should be free. Health care should be free. Housing should be affordable. You know what I'm saying? Terry Crews mentioned the issue with black-on-black crime in CNN and got backlash for it. Yes. He asked, where was the Black Lives Matter was in these cases? He got grief for calling out hypocritical people. Yeah, because, but see, I don't give a shit. You have to call them out. Call them out. Thank you for the generous donation, King of the Art. You know what I'm saying? Yes, thank you. And this is what we as a collective, we now need to come together. You know, because where it says 144,000 in a lifetime on a planet of 7 billion, that ain't even a half a million or a million. That's because you don't need everyone, okay? People got to learn how to interpret the scriptures. When Yahshua said, where one and two of you are gathered, there I am also. What that means, where one and two of us are gathered, there is the element that. Do you know all it would take is three of us, believe it or not, to go into the woods, to form a circle around a tree? Trees are some of the most things on this planet because their roots spread all over. There's some spiritual stuff with trees, getting at it at a later point. And we surround in a circle in tree, and we can do a mantra, and we can do some evocation. Now you know you don't pray anymore, you invoke, because to invoke is to summon. And when we start invoking the energy, the power, and the presence, okay, it can take three of us to nuclear weapon. Let's just say all the nuclear weapons in Russia to deactivate the nuclear weapons in Russia. Just three of us. Or in North Korea. Just three of us. Because when we work in with nature, we work in, this is the five points of thought, spirit, okay? And the spirits are the emissaries of planet Earth, the different beings that exist in the billions that you can't see that exist in the invisible realm. Some of them are gargoyles. That's what demons look like. And when you invoke these beings, it causes things in the environment that it can deactivate. You would be surprised how powerful we are. That's why they keep us distracted. That's why they kill some of us. You know, Dr. King, because Dr. King was that dude. Fuck that bullshit Trump tried to do. No, Dr. King was that dude that could cause, you know, fucking 10 million people to run down, you know, on Capitol Hill. And when he said, and when I come, I'm coming for my check. They assassinated him because he was talking about reparations, which they have the money to more than can give, you know, each person a $4 billion check. But in 400 years of slavery, 500 years, $1 million. They have the money. You sit up here, you're giving the Ukraine all this money. You know what I'm saying? Sally Moon, thank you for the generous donation. You sitting up here, you giving the Ukraine all this money, and then, you know, they're giving tanks and all this stuff. But where's the reparation, B? You know what I'm saying? For the people whose land you came here and steal and built your empire on. You got that money, you know? And whether you want to at some point, you're going to have to kick in that money. Because you're on your last leg. And it's all over the planet that the end of the pale man's rule on this planet. But it doesn't matter because when you look at in Nigeria back when 3 years ago or something, the Boko Haram went in a village and slaughtered 350 black people who looked just like them because they were Christians and y'all are Muslims. These type of black devils. It was the black devils on the continent that sold my black ass into slavery. You know what I'm saying? Into the island. Now, I went back into my mother's Akasha and saw one of her relatives, my ancestor, whose hands were tied with a rope, and she was absolutely hysterical while she was on the fucking boat being led to Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is what... Oh, my priestess is here. Ka Kefaba Aniba. What's up? Yo, Sekhmet El-Ra, we got to get up later. And I haven't found anybody else that do grand writing. I just haven't been gotten back to you because I've had so much stuff. Come on in. Oh, my, I'm doing a live. Look at my handsome son, Amun Ra. Come here, my baby. Oh, my baby. This is my baby right here. Amun Ra. So he got his grandmother. And he got his mother's name tattooed on him. My baby. It's a favorite child, you know, him in the room. I said, I don't love my daughters. I love my daughters. But they'd be like, oh, fuck you, you old raggedy bat. You know, but my sons are like, oh, my God, we love our mother. Yo, Candy Kane, I'm going to have to get up with you. Candy Fine, yes, she is. Yes. I'm going to have to get up with you later. And if any sisters are on this live that do grant writing, please hit me up because my priestess, Sekhmet El-Ra, is looking for a grant writer. You know, your daughter, because they have a vagina like you. They just like, be gone. Get nuts, right? But your son, they just be like, oh, my God, we love our mommy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. When you do get married, your wife will have to fight me for you. I'm not even lying. I'm like the first wife. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? She don't literally have to fight me for you. You know? Yeah.
I can't believe I'm finna be 21.
Yeah, you're finna be 21. My baby got my name tattooed on him with a crown next to it. What you doing today?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Schedule an appointment for that car right there.
Yeah, I'm going to call them when I get out.
Mm-hmm. You know, looking to make this type of money.
Yeah.
I still do, like, some type of therapy, you feel?
Yeah, he does metaphysical therapy. Amun Ra gives very good advice. Good-looking-ass son of yours. We could work something out with the grants, I'm sure. Yes, magic. Blessings to you, princess. Yes. And his name, that's on his birth certificate, Amun Ra. His father tried to get me to name him after him, like, oh, name him after me. I'm like, nigga, you got a regular-ass name, Marlon. You don't understand. When I was pregnant with him, the ancestors was like, his name is Amun Ra. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a god. Yes. If any sisters are on this live that does grant writing, and to my sisters that I've done readings for that, you know, are going to help me with my channel and different formats, you know what I'm saying? Yes, hit me up. I'm in menopause, so, you know, my mind be all over the place now. Thank you so much for the Empress C for the generous donation. You're so fine.
These past couple of months, like, I've been going through it, but then I just, like, be looking at myself, you know, I'm just like, nigga, you look like this. Why are you tripping?
I know. That's how I feel when I get up in the mornings and I look at myself. I'm like, God damn, like, no, you that priestess, you that witch. I pinch my nipples to myself. You know what I'm saying? I get up and I look at myself and I'm like, God damn, you're doing the damn thing. You on your path. You just, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you got to get up and look at yourself. Yes, in Albuquerque.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? You got to get up and look at yourself like, yo, I'm that God. I'm that goddess. Greetings from Russia. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Greetings from Russia. That's what we're dealing with. Chai, chai. Yes.
Like
get to that round over the place. Greetings from Russia. Greetings, goddess.
Cap,
yes.
No cap. I look at myself in the mind. Like, hold on. Yeah, let me chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, if you ain't pinching your nipples to yourself, you ain't doing nothing on this planet. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up and look, because it makes a difference when you get up and you look at yourself in the mirror. You be like, Because remember, we're gods and goddesses. Now, nobody is perfect. We're not, because the term human being means imperfect. But you are that god. You are that goddess. Katrina from Germany. Yes. Yes. Careful, Bob. Yo, come careful, buddy, but you know how we do it. You know you get up and pinch your nipples to yourself. You know you get up and we look in the mirror and you be like, I get a lady boner to myself.
It's crazy because it's just like, not on like no cocky shit, but it's just like I wake up looking this good. You know what I'm saying? It's hard waking up being funny, intelligent, handsome, sexy. It's just like everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to try to be this. I'm just him. I've been him since birth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've been that dude, that God, that, what we say, that nigga, you know what I'm saying? And when we say nigga, it's Naga, the Naga God, that Naga, you know what I'm saying? Yes, from Germany, yes, that Naga, we are that Naga, the Naginis, you know? You, my son's son, he's a Taurus with a moon in Sagittarius and a rising in Leo. Yes, he's that God. Watching from Utah. That's what it is. Watching from all over the world. You have to know that you're a God. And see, let me tell you something. In this Aquarian age that's ruled over by Saturn, Saturn requires you to be a God or a goddess, because this is what it is. Whether you want to use the term goddess, we're still gods. Okay, Saturn requires you to be that God. Because you are a part of the primordial. You were sent here, okay, with your own purpose to add, you know what I'm saying, to the collective. We each come here to bring something to the collective. And this is what it is. It's all about finding out your purpose. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, the dark goddess. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, my mother speaks fluent German. Ich liebe dich. Heiße Klappbach. Which is shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I said, my mother had a third grade education. She lived in Germany, and she learned the German language in under a year. You know, she speaks fluent German. Ich liebe dich is I love you in German. And heiße Klappbach, shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Brandy Whitaker, thank you for the generous donation. You know, Paul Samuel, PJ Samuel, thank you for the generous donation. And this is what it is. So this is what we're talking about. You know, these Black Lives Matter grifter assholes that are never around when it's some black on black shit. But when they're ready to rile up black folks on some white black stuff. And it's not about white and black, as you can see. Because these were five black cops that murdered an innocent black man for no reason. Pisces, Sagittarius, rising, Scorpio, moon. Yes, you're doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You must know who you are. That's right. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it is. So we have got to start really looking at some of these organizations. That's why I donate to the Atlanta Food Bank, because I know they get money from me every month. I donate to St. Jude Children Cancer Fund, because I know that it's helping the families that can't pay that big-ass free care. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta Food Bank, I know they're feeding the people in Atlanta, because there was a time, a long time ago in my 20s, when I was homeless, you know, when my depression took over. And my bipolar, and I didn't have it in check, and I just, like, gave up until I got that eviction notice on the door, and then my ancestors had to run down on me like thugs. Like, yo, get your shit together. Pull your shit together. But I used to go to the food bank. You know what I'm saying? I've been in shelters for domestic violence, for homeless, you know, mothers and children. Hell fucking yeah. Been there, done that. Got the motherfucking T-shirt and the key ring and the coffee mug. Don't forget the one white cop who tased him and told the others to stomp his ass. Yeah, there was a white cop there, but we ain't listening.
You know something? I just want to pause real quick because I'm about to wrap this up, guys, because I don't think she really – I think she made her point. You know what I mean? And you can plug the Black Devils, you know, into – it's really – a friend of mine, we're just talking, and we were just talking about energy wars. You know, slavery is not – a form of physicality, if you will, you know, but a mental enslavement, a frequency. That's what I like to say, a frequency enslavement. What type of people, and this is applied to the quote Black Devils, right? What type of people, organizations, or secret orders, or damn, fucking loves my laptop. Oh my God. I was thinking, what type of, you know, entity, energy, people, you know, that are just bred in chaos and just, you know, it's like their root mindset is that of gossip, is that of chaos, is that of competition, is that of jealousy, you know, like what type of energy wants to keep everyone, like, you know, what level of insanity do you think that you could, and this is not, again, about just white people, guys. This is not even about race, right, is what I'm trying to say. This is not even about race. It's about an energy behind a people, and you can plug in whatever race you want with that, that wants to keep others on certain frequencies. Why? Because as she started out, you know, it's about power, it's about control, it's about power, really, power, money, you know, money, power, you know, and I mean, that was fine in the Piscean age, you know, but unless you're living under a rock, right, or unless you're so heavy into, you know, that type of frequency that you have not realized that the world is changing with or without you, okay, and I bet you some of the old methods and the old ways and tactics that we use in the shadows and that we secretly use weaponry against one another that is really not working for you like you would want, or it's boomeranging right back to your ass immediately if you do get away, if you do try to get away with it, right? So, and it's not about fear, guys. It's about what's really going on in this world that we live in, in this realm, let me say that, because the world can be, you know, comprised of so many different levels of realms, right? But how egotistical of us to think that we're the only ones, right? So I think she has a few minutes left, so I'll go ahead and I'll try to let this play out. But please join me every weekend, tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. But, this was part about my ascension symptoms, like souls. Okay, this is something that Renee Hamilton, which is a great brother. But, I break down like souls tomorrow on Spiritual Soul Sunday. Wow, like souls, Spiritual Soul Sunday. Anyway, all right, guys. So, yeah, let me let as much of this play out as possible. But always, if you want to go like and subscribe to her channel, Priestess Aset Ra Amen, right? That's her name on YouTube. It's going to be in the show notes, guys. Brother Rich, Remedy H on YouTube, guys. If you need to contact me for any reason, my link tree is in the show notes, guys. You can email me, you know, suggestions, or just if you need to talk to me or anything like that, guys, you can always email me there. All right, guys. See you next time, guys. Peace.
The one white cop that tased him and said stomp his ass, okay? He going to get his too, but we focusing on these five black devils. You understand? Yeah, they did that to their own kind. So this is a culture. This is a culture of devils, because here you got the five black devils, and then you have that one white devil. These are not people that should have on a badge to protect and serve, because they're thugs. They're murderers. And they're going to get theirs karmically, trust me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying, because there's some shit that you can't say on camera, but you know what I'm saying? They lucky, you know, that ain't my family members, because I'd be going to my old goon pot for them and their entire family. You know what I'm saying? It's in their oath and contract. Yeah, but you know what? That's all going to come to an end. This is why, and let me tell you something. This is why stuff like this happened. That brother was a blood sacrifice to wake the rest of us up. There are people that come to this realm that are used as a blood sacrifice to wake up the collective. Like, when are y'all going to wake up? Because together, when we're united, we can put a stop to this shit. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you for the generous donation, Esther Martin. How can I book a reading, love? Let me put my website down here. You know what? Let me put my website down here. PRIESTESS, priestess, AUSCP, offset, raw, AMEN.com. That's where you can go and book a reading at priestess, offset, raw, amen.com. Every now and then, somebody comes here to be a sacrificial lamb. People like Dr. King, Malcolm X. And what have we done since they assassinated Dr. King? Very little has changed. I'm not impressed. You know what I'm saying? And this is where, hold up, this is where why things like psychomancy, mental magic, you know what I'm saying? What's this about that black devil, R. Kelly? R. Kelly, same type of party, black person. Of course, of course. Oh, going, yeah, but listen. My email address, let me put this in, TIAMATTIERESHKIGAL, let me see, at Gmail, TIAMATTIERESHKAGAL at Gmail. Now, here is the thing. We as a collective, we're not united because, see, the last and final battle that's going to be fought is the spiritual warfare. And these motherfuckers can't get on that realm. And this is where we need to be. That's why I told you, I don't get the book Psychomancy, because when I read that book, I was like, oh, shit, they're talking about the spiritual gifts that we have that we're not aware of. Because when you are on that mental frequency, first of all, the universe is mental. Let's get that shit straight. The universe is mental. And when we collectively jump on that mental frequency and we start working in alignment with the universe, with the elemental energy, because this earth has billions of beings that exist in the invisible realms. There are quadrillions in the outer realms, but for here, you understand? And when we on that frequency, we now are able to shift the dynamic. You understand? This, that when Bob Marley said there's a natural mystic blowing through the ear. If you listen carefully, this is the last battle that's going to be fought, is the spiritual warfare. Because the spiritual warfare, we can do things in the spiritual that you can't do in the physical without picking up some guns and getting yourself shot. In the spiritual, you can turn people's energy against them. You can drive people insane. You can have secrets be revealed. You can have people out themselves, turn against themselves. You know what I'm saying? There is a lot of things that you can do. You can literally change the energy, and this is what it is, because, let me see, black people have been blaming everyone else for their woes except themselves, yes, but we also express and oppress and exploit others. That's what we got to focus on. If we unite, nobody can fuck with us. That's true. That is true. That is true. Until we unite as a collective, then, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, I've been doing exercise one of psychomancy and can control if I get a cold or hot. Now, yes, astro. Yes, astro. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, things like mental magic, because in the age of Aquarius, Aquarius is a fiery ear that's ruled by Saturn. Saturn is an energy that's like a planet that is dark, cold, and silent. We are out of the Piscean age of water. Now we're in ear. Ear is mental magic. Ear exists in the universe. You can communicate with the literal ear that's blowing. You're breathing in ear. You're going outside. This is mental magic. And until you can vibrate on that frequency, this is where you can really make changes, because the universe is mental. You understand? And this is where it has to be, because mentally they ain't going to be able to fuck with us, okay? And mentally this is where you can do all your magic, trying to decide if I should post this download. I don't know. That's up to you. But if it's anything where they can come looking for you, I would not, you know, because some shit I get, I don't come online and speak on. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, everything is going to reveal itself, Oshun Magnetic. You understand? We are in the age now of great exposure. There's going to be a lot of shit that we're going to find out. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. This is the age. Jerry Mills, like we did in Haiti. Yes, like in Haiti back in the day when they took in the power of the law. You understand? Where they literally became supernatural beings. You know what I'm saying, PJ Samuel? Yes, when they became supernatural beings. This is what it is, where we take in the power of the trees, the power of the ear, the power of the earth, the power of fire, water, earth, ear, and spirit. And when we invoke and take this in our body, I did a video on that a long time ago. I said, you know, it's going to take like 10 bullets to take down one more fall. And right after I did that video, there was a dude dancing up on a female cop, and she told him to stop, and he wouldn't stop. She emptied out an entire clip on him, and he still didn't die. After he was on the ground, you know what I'm saying, that's when he finally died. And that was the thing in Haiti when Volkman did the ritual, and he told him, don't worry about it. When the bullet hits you, you can't feel it. And that's why they was able to defeat the French, the Spanish, and whoever else. The same thing with the Ethiopians. They couldn't conquer the Ethiopians, who are the original Kemites. You understand? And this is why you see places like Haiti and Ethiopia when you look at the poverty, because they try to break them financially. But you cannot, because there's a fire that exists in us that cannot be put out. Yeah, wild moon child, I'm going to put up, yeah, these people that, you can go on Etsy and look for the Tiamat necklace. Hold on, let me go on Etsy, because this Tiamat necklace, whoever made this. Yo, I was like, I put this on, I almost fell over, like the energy was so heavy. Well, I do a lot of work with Tiamat anyway, but I was like, you know, this stuff is wild. Let me look for that Tiamat, T-I-A-M-M-A-T, Tiamat pendant, P-E-N-D-A-N-T, Tiamat pendant, but it's coming up to a lot. And it's $150, okay? There's only one left. The jewelers, they are called This Jewelry LA. Oh, shit. Visa. Hold on. Let me get that. Visa. V-I-S-A. Visa. Let me see. This. V-I-S. Let me see, Visa Vis Jewelry, J E-W-E-L-R-Y. You should be able to Google that. This is just jewelry. Let me put that there. But they are on, they're also in Etsy. The Tiamat necklace. Let me put that up. This is a Tiamat because she was represented by, you know, that's who Tiamat is represented by. And this necklace is a very powerful Tiamat necklace. Let me see. Star Stellar. And it's handmade, you know what I'm saying, as you order it. Let me see. Contact the sellers. Virgin via Blakely. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody can see that. Yeah, they make a lot of ancient pendants, Babylonian, you know, Marduk, Anunnaki, Mesopotamian, Sumerian necklaces. And they make some hot shit. I can't even, you know, I can't even, it just had me really pinching my motherfucking nipples. Let me see. Yeah. I'm trying to see their website online too. T-I-A-M-A-T. Tiamat Pen. T-A-M-T. And they have them on Etsy. And there's also their website online. This is their website. Let me see. Hold on. Simplified page, whatever the fuck that means. Okay. And this shit is taking forever to load. Now I'll stand for that. Vis-a-vis jewelry. This is them. Vis-a-vis jewelry. Okay. People can see that. Yeah, but they got all the vis-a-vis jewelry. They got all the ancient, you know, Mesopotamian, Sumerian things, Anunnaki, you know. Yeah. Niceness. Okay, so this is what it is. We have got to pay attention to the black devils amongst us, okay? Any kind of devils that try to come around in your cipher, they must be removed. You understand? Because this is what it is. People that, because, you know, like Bob Marley said, only a friend know your secret, so only he can reveal it. Because it'll be the people closest to you that will betray you. I just had a family member that did some fuck shit to another family member, and I'm glad I wasn't in Boston because I probably, honestly, I would have caught a case. Thank you for the donation, ADOTL, you know what I'm saying? Because this family member, you know, went to another family member. They didn't have their tag straight, and so the family member gave them their credit card and was like, get your tag for $500. And this raggedy-ass family member took the credit card and paid off their child support for about $3,000 and pretty much maxed out the card. And my family member called me crying and was like, yo, if I wasn't saved, I would have just drew my machete. And to hear that, it was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? And I had to be like to this family member, you know what? You're a fucking black devil. You have caused so much chaos in this family. You have victimized everybody. But you put yourself as the victim. Everybody can't be wrong. I can name like several people that you have personally victimized and did some malevolent devilish work too regarding, you know, resulting in harm coming to us as a family. But you always play the victim. And this person, you know, I had to cut them off. I had to cut them off and just block them, you know. And honestly, they're lucky that I'm not coming for them spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Because the other family member that they did that reckless shit to was like, well, you know, the Bible said forgive your enemy 70 times. Yo, you know why I hear that? You know why I hear that? Because that's how the people them who oppress put that in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So Negroes would not run down on them. You know what I'm saying? So don't come to me about forgiving and loving and embracing your enemy and forgiving them 77 times. Oh, so wait, they do some fuck shit to you one time. You won't give them 77 more times to forgive them? Nah, Holmes, like the Mexicans say, nah, Holmes, I'm not trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? And so this particular family member have done some real malevolent shit to their own family members. And it's like, now you cut off, because now all of us, we've done with you. You know what I'm saying? And I am so happy and thankful that I wasn't in Boston, because honestly, I probably would have caught a case. Not probably, I would have caught a case, because I know, you know, when bipolar Betty jump out, it's on a whole nother level, because not only did you steal money, at which the family member should have reported their credit card stolen, and it was fraud and had gas locked up, but they on some Jesusified, hopped up on Jesus juice type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then now that same family member, I'm going to have to come out of pocket. I just loaned them $1,000 yesterday, so they have to pay down their credit card so their shit don't get, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm caught up in this mess. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm just thankful that I was not in Boston when that shit went down. Whew. Thankful. Because I know all hell would have broke loose. And Amon-Ra was thankful that he was not in Boston, right? Because if me and you was in Boston when that shit went down, we'd have both caught a case, right? Yeah, most likely. You know what I'm saying? So we were thankful. Yeah.
All right, guys, so that's it for that. But, you know, the point of the matter is, guys, you know, is that just to be aware, you know, to be aware of your own circle. I know many of us in family units, you know, where we've done things to one another and just as a people, as a collective, you know what I mean? But the time for balance, you know what I mean? This is the time for balance. And if we're not doing that amongst one another, you know, it's not all about all this lovey-dovey light, love and light shit. It, you know, it's just about balance. You know what I mean? So if we're not bad, if we're doing the same shit, you know, what is the saying? The definition of insanity, you know, doing the same shit over and over again, expecting different results, you know. And if mother, if, you know, cosmically, if we are shifting into a higher, you know, if we are advancing on a cosmic level, okay, what does that, I'll let you guys figure it out. All right, guys, till next time.
Fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Diacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
To America.
everything and nothing that Google says is hip. We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips. Welcome to America. America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Welcome to America.
Welcome. Hope and change.
Everything takes forever. And truth is a new minority. Welcome to me. Bass player, not purses. Keep playing, it gets worse.